Hi, all. I would like to establish a new policy for my account that overrides all others. Keep the customer happy. If it is a problem that takes less than $100 to fix, use your judgment and fix it yourself. This is official written permission and a request to fix all problems that cost under $100 without contacting me. I am no longer your customer. My customers are your customer. Don't ask me for permission. Do what you think is right, and we'll make adjustments as we go along. Thank you. Tim. Upon close analysis, it became clear that more than 90% of all the issues that prompted email could be resolved for less than $20. I reviewed the financial results of their independent decision-making on a weekly basis for 4 weeks, then a monthly basis, then on a quarterly basis. It's amazing how someone's IQ seems to double as soon as you give them responsibility and indicate that you trust them. The first month cost perhaps $200 more than if I had been micromanaging. In the meantime, I saved more than 100 hours of my own time per month. Customers received faster service, returns dropped to less than 3%, the industry average is 10 to 15%, and outsourcers spent less time on my account, all of which resulted in rapid growth, higher profit margins, and happier people on all sides. People are smarter than you think. Give them a chance to prove themselves. If you are a micromanaged employee, have a heart-to-heart with your boss and explain that you want to be more productive and interrupt him or her less. I hate that I have to interrupt you so much and pull you away from more important things I know you have on your plate. I was doing some reading and had some thoughts on how I might be more productive. Do you have a second? Before this conversation, develop a number of rules, like the previous example, that would allow you to work more autonomously with less approval-seeking. The boss can review the outcome of your decisions on a daily or weekly basis in the initial stages. Suggest a 1-week trial and end with, "I'd like to try it. Does that sound like something we could try for a week?" Or my personal favorite, "Is that reasonable?" It's hard for people to label things unreasonable. Realize that bosses are supervisors, not slave masters. Establish yourself as a consistent challenger of the status quo, and most people will learn to avoid challenging you, particularly if it is in the interest of higher per-hour productivity. If you are a micromanaging entrepreneur, realize that even if you can do something better than the rest of the world, it doesn't mean that's what you should be doing if it's part of the minutia. Empower others to act without interrupting you. The bottom line is that you only have the rights you fight for. Set the rules in your favor. Limit access to your time. Force people to define their requests before spending time with them, and batch routine menial tasks to prevent postponement of more important projects. Do not let people interrupt you. Find your focus, and you'll find your lifestyle. In the next section, Automation, we'll see how the new rich create management-free money and eliminate the largest remaining obstacle of all, themselves. Q&A. Questions and Actions. People think it must be fun to be a super genius, but they don't realize how hard it is to put up with all the idiots in the world. Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes.